The University of Wyoming Board of Trustees announced UW President Bob Sternberg's resignation on Thursday after less than 5 months on the job. The trustees spent Thursday and Friday in meetings, but President of the Board David Bostrom sat down to talk with Wyoming Public Radio about what comes next. Bostrom says the trustees did not try to convince Dr. Sternberg to stay.
In conversations with Bob, he was pretty firm in his commitment to leave. He indicated he was going to resign and did so. And the trustees, as I said yesterday, accepted his resignation with understanding. And, you know, his stated reasons, you'd have to visit with him. The reality was that, in my mind, he had come to that decision and that the decision was final.
The search process was mostly confidential, and that was sort of controversial in the state and certainly in the university community. So considering the resignation after, you know, not even 5 months, do you think the process failed at some point?
No, I don't think the process failed. We did our due diligence as best we could. We used a search firm, brought us a broad pool of candidates. We had committees that went through and did vetting. It was all done, and I don't think that the process was flawed. I think it worked very effectively. There are times, and I think you have to look at Dr. Sternberg's statement, that I'm resigning because this was just not a good fit. I guess some people can say that it failed. I certainly do not believe that it failed in any way.
Has there been any discussion yet about changes to the process in this upcoming search?
Too early to ask that question. This just happened late afternoon, day before yesterday. We spent all day yesterday getting things finalized, coming to the press conference yesterday afternoon. We will have a session at an upcoming board meeting discussing what we're going to do going forward. Will there be a search process involved? What will that search process be? When will it occur? All of those are things that we just can't. We've got to allow some time, and we've got to give some very serious thought to what we're going to do in going forward with the presidency of the University of Wyoming.
In terms of budgeting, how much does it cost to, like, for that whole process? And, you know, if you do end up going through a process, is that going to be a concern going forward?
Well, budgeting is always a concern. I quite honestly don't. I don't have those numbers in my head on what the cost of a search is. The other question is, to determine what those costs are going to be, we have to do what I said previously. We have to determine what that process is going to be, how it's going to be conducted, and then we will have to budget for that going forward. But at this point, I can't tell you what that number is.
People were obviously upset about the personnel changes, but the trustees decided to keep the changes that were made. I'm wondering why that decision was made.
Well, personnel changes that were made were, as I said, accepted and endorsed by the trustees. We were aware of what was going on. We endorse and accept them and have in place now a good cadre of people, of vice presidents, of deans, of directors. We have a team that Dick McGinnity is going to be able to work with going forward. And so we're not looking back at where things were. We're starting at this point and going forward. And has that created a new direction? Yes, in a way it has. Anytime you bring in new people, that's going to happen. So the board, again, accepts and endorses the changes, and we are going forward where we are. We're not going to look back.
The fact that the changes are staying in the new direction, will that change either the pace of healing or how healing goes forward for the university community from here on out?
Well, I think that the university community understanding that this is where we are, we're going forward, we're not going back. Now it is time to put the seat of our pants in the seat of the chair, as John McPherson would say, and go to work with calmness, recognizing that what we are all about is a university, and our outputs are students. And if we all go to focusing back on the students and the research, because we are a research institution, and we focus on those things, I think that allowing that healing, if that's what you wish to call it, will work itself through the process. Because if we all remember and focus on what we're supposed to be doing, the outputs of students to fill jobs in the state of Wyoming and making certain we train those students in the skills that are necessary for the state of Wyoming. I think that healing process, I'm not even sure it's a healing process, but I think the process of going forward in a positive environment is what everybody needs to focus on. And I think we have the very definite ability to do that.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Pleasure.